Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the theme, Making Friends for God, the Joy of Sharing in His Mission. Lesson 4. Prayer Power. Interceding for Others. Summary. Book of Job, written by Moses. When we look at the life of Moses and the life of Job, we see many parallels. Job lost everything. Moses lost everything. Both were rich and became beggars. Both had a wonderful life, and suddenly, whoosh, from one day to the other, it was different. So if anyone just could describe the story of Job, then it was Moses. He knew how it is when you lose everything from one day to the next, losing everything, the turds. As you can imagine. Think of your possessions. There's a war. One explosion. And your house, your home, is in ruins. And fire. And in the end, you can see ashes all around. That's the end. That hurts. That hurts a lot. Everything gone. What he loved. And Job lost all his loved ones. And in the end, we read this in chapter 38, God introduces himself to Job. And there is such an interesting question. I like it so much. And I read this question to people who think that evolution is the truth. And in chapter 38, verse 4, we read the following. Where were you? God asks Job. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Question mark. Where were you when I laid the foundations of this earth? Ah, you haven't been born yet. Mm-hmm. And therefore I like to ask this question, evolutionists. Where were you when God laid the foundations? You know how it happened. Millions of years ago, billions of years ago. You know how it happened. This is as if you had the following explanation to your mother, telling her what happened at your birth. And you tell your mother what happened. This is silly, isn't it? Your mother knows what happened at your birth. You do not know. Although you were present, but you were too young, too tiny. You couldn't even see anything. And this is important to know. The only one who can tell us how it happened is the one who made it, isn't it? And therefore the Bible starts, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Full stop. That's it. He made it. He did it. The creator, the founder of the earth, he laid the foundations. And he asks a human being, where were you when I laid the foundations? And then God describes to Job miracles in nature, animals, climate, and so on. And in the end, in chapter 42, we find that when Job started praying for his friends, we read this in verse 10, and the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friend. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Twice as much of all the animals. And the same amount of kids. This was not doubled, because he had already then beforehand, and they will be resurrected, and then they will be doubled as well. The Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends.